Oh, gosh, a little bit of Australian crawl there. And before that, the Cranberries, Linger. And before that, we had some 80s Britpop, which I really quite like. Sort of indulging myself, Flock of Seagulls, I Ran. But the exciting thing is my guests, my very privileged guests, are in here tonight on Radio Caroline, 87.6 FM, Apollo Bay's own community radio. I have and would like to say welcome to Katerina and Brett Morrison.
Hi, Carolyn. We're very honoured to be here tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Carolyn. Thanks for inviting us in.
And Kat, I'm just going to ask you to come a little closer to your microphone. In fact, what would be easier if the microphone went to you? That's it. Treat it like a good-looking man, you know what I mean? And yeah, just get it close because it might walk away. All right, and we're going to talk about Mariner's Falls, aren't we?
We are.
We are? Absolutely. Yes, yes, both
of you. Definitely.
Almost definitely. Now, just a little bit of a history, because we do have a lot of international listeners to this program and a lot of out-of-towners. Mariner's Falls is up the Barham River, and it's a national park property. It's a Parks Victoria property, should I say. It's a beautiful, beautiful walk. And I think in 2008, I may have my years a little wrong, a couple went walking up there in very windy weather, and unfortunately a tree came down and injured one of them. And so Parks Victoria closed the track, and it's not been open since 2015. Maybe it's 2011, Kat, is it? 2011,
It's probably closer to 2011, I think.
2011,
it's been quite a long time.
Yeah, so it's had no maintenance, it's been closed, and there's a little bit of a campaign to open it up. So what's your relationship with Mariner's Falls, you two? Why are you passionate about maintaining Mariner's Falls walking track?
Well, we're both, I find that we're both biophilic, so we have an innate tendency to seek out natural experiences. We actually decided in 2004 that that was a perfect place to reflect who we are. And we chose it as a wedding spot to get married.
Mm, very nice. Absolutely beautiful. And you, Brett?
Yeah, look.
What about you? What do you feel about Mariner's Falls?
Look, it is a very special place for us. Like when for me, when I first started coming and visiting Apollo Bay, it was one of the first places that Kat actually took me to. Back then, there wasn't necessarily a track going out to the falls back then. And over the years, it then opened up and the track became very well maintained and a very accessible track. Yeah. And the thing that I really loved about Mariner's Falls, that in around the Otways, you know, we have signs about the waterfalls and there's plenty of waterfalls to go visit. But Mariner's is a special place because it's very accessible and it's a flat track pretty much all of the way.
So it is flat,
anybody of any health or fitness level can access it, and it's about a 30-40 minute return trip. And so it's just one of those beautiful, quiet spots, easily accessible to everybody.
Yeah. And so what made you choose it as a wedding venue?
One of the places for us is that it was one of the first places that we went when we first started going out together.
It really embodies everything that I think we are, from the spiritual connection to being outdoors, reflective of our nature, and health aspects as well.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because the first time, as you can tell from my accent, I'm not from Apollo Bay. I wasn't born in Apollo Bay. Lived here for 10 years. I live in Skeens Creek, and my first experience of Mariner's Falls was cycling all the way up there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and then parking the bike, having a picnic in that beautiful picnic spot.
It's beautiful.
That's amazing.
Walking to the falls, which is really only a 20-minute walk leisurely.
It is.
As you said, Brett, flat. Looking at the falls, enjoying the falls, walking back, and then feeling really sorry for myself, cycling all the way back to Skeens Creek. But like you said, it's a health thing. For me, it's a healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, you can take it. You've brought your two lovely girls in with you tonight. You can take your children up there. You can have a picnic.
Yep.
They can enjoy the outdoors. You can walk there. There's lots of things, I personally think, to look at on the way. You know, little fungi, little bits
there
and bobs.
Is.
And then look at the falls, have a little dip in the falls, and then come back again. And that's pretty healthy, really.
Yeah, well, we're real health advocates as well. So it's just another opportunity to open up that avenue for people's to boost their well-being. It's well known from the Shinrin Yoku in Japan, the forest bathing, that you know, being in a forest reduces stress hormones, it reduces depression, it boosts energy. It also has phytosinoids, which the trees emit the oil, and help the upper respiratory system. So it's just another avenue, you know, for health and well-being for the population and tourism. We talk about economic viability all the time. This is a fantastic place for people or for the town to embrace tourism. We got married there. We used local resources. We used accommodation. Brett, what else did we use? We used local.
So, well, you could do anything, can't you?
Well, you've when got the family came up, they said in local accommodation, we used the local restaurants. You know, during the day, they were buying the food. They went to the shops at the foreshore. Yeah. So everything that we did was sourced. Like I said, our celebrant was local. So we, all of the things that we did were sourced locally from the town.
So it benefits the town, obviously.
It does, yeah.
It's another avenue. And our Apollo Bay thrives on embracing tourism.
Yeah, that does, yeah. Because, you see, I see nothing different. This is my personal opinion. I see nothing different between why Parks Victoria would close Mariners Falls, but yet keep, say, Mates Rest or Hopetoun Falls or Beauchamp Falls open. Because to me, because the reason for a closure, for the people who are listening out of town and overseas, it was closed because of the risk of tree fall. And the Parks Victoria employed a geologist who said there'd be approximately 15 trees fall per year. And so the risk was too great. And so if you stood in one spot for too long, the chances of a tree falling on your head would be too great. And so therefore the track was closed. Now, I don't think personally that's any different to any other walk.
I agree. And the forest, you know, when you go into nature, there are some risks.
Yeah.
I think there's a higher risk of driving your car to the falls.
Oh, God, yes.
There's a
higher risk
of driving your car along the Great Ocean Road,
just
getting to Apollo Bay before you get into the fall. So if you think about the amount of time that that waterfall has been open, that walk through, and the amount of injuries that have occurred there, like serious ones. So obviously there's been one gentleman that was injured, one person that was injured. The risk is quite significant when you compare it to the risk of people actually driving into town before they even get to the falls, which are closed.
Yeah.
So the risk, I think, is probably blown out of proportion.
And as a nature walker, obviously, you look at the signs. You take the weather into consideration.
Yeah.
You look at the tools that you actually are required on that walk, and you make that adjustment, don't you? Really.
Sure.
You use common sense.
Yeah.
That can happen in any national park.
That's right. I mean, I go surfing, and I look out, and if it's, I mean, I'm not a great surfer, but I look out, and if it's 6 meter swell, I don't go in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, my first experience of Mariners was cycling from Skeens Creek to there, okay?
Yeah.
And I, like you say, Brett, I took far, 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 far more risk cycling
than
walking for 20 minutes on that track.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a great shame. There must be some other reason. I have my own personal opinion. It's not an official opinion. It's only Caroline's opinion as to why the track was closed. But it's a massive shame that it is closed. And we are very thankful because of your article, you two. This is Brett and Katerina Morrison, if you've just joined us. You had an article in the Colac Herald on the 11th of April.
It was Lydia chasing us.
And no one out there will have this to hand, but there's a beautiful picture of the two of them looking a little younger. Okay. taken in 2004 up at the falls there, and a picture of the falls in the background. And in that article, it's their description of why they chose their blah, 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 but also it's support from Councillor Schramm from Colac Otway Shire Council to lobby DELP and Parks Victoria to get that reopened, or certainly to get another report done. And then following that one, you two, you're becoming little sort of scaremongers, aren't you? You were also in the Surf Coast Times, I think this one is. Tim's ripped it out.
See that one.
Yeah, Tim's ripped it out for me. Yeah, the Surf Coast Times. Don't know the date. Okay, he's ripped that one to shreds, or the budgie has. The budgie's eaten the bottom of it. And then you were also in the Colac Herald again on the 2nd of April.
Hmm. Okay.
Wasn't aware of that.
No.
You're becoming media moguls.
Overnight celebrities.
You'll be signing autographs next. Yeah.
And look, the comparison I want to make too is you look at Lawn, everyone thinks of Erskine Falls as well.
Yeah.
You know, close, local, embracing tourists, obviously, easy walks. And that's how I see Mariners as well. You know, Mariners is to Apollo Bay what Erskine Falls is to Lawn.
Okay.
We need our own little waterfall, obviously.
Yeah.
And yet Mariners Falls is a lot safer. So if you go to Erskine Falls, for example, they've got barricades up where people can't get close to the falls.
Yeah.
Where you go to Mariners, you're standing right there and you can walk. It's a safe walk. You're not climbing over slippery rocks. You literally walk straight up to the falls. And like you said, you can go for a swim.
Yeah, you can.
At the base of the falls. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is really nice. Yeah. Really refreshing.
So let me tell you how easy the walk is. Obviously, the photographer said I needed to wear high heels.
Yep, for the wedding.
So I took my Lennies on and I walked the whole 40 minutes in high heels.
Right, okay. Yeah. So listen out, everyone. If you can do that in high heels.
That's right, I can walk high heels.
Absolutely, and we had our elderly parents. Yep. So both sets of parents were there. Like you mentioned, young kids walk it.
Yep.
So it's a very accessible track.
Yep. And so how many people at your wedding went up there?
Yeah, so that was... We actually had to engage with parks for the wedding, and we kept it to under 20. So we had 16 people.
Yeah.
One of the conditions that we were, if we're going to have a bus load, then we'd actually have to engage parks to have a ranger there to obviously for parking and also to make sure there's no damage done to the track, because obviously when you have large numbers, some people can take the track a bit for granted. So we did keep it small for that reason. It's a very intimate, very... beautiful experience.
Yeah, okay. All right. I've just had a text in, Brett. A comment I made just earlier now just shows you lots of people are listening.
Hi there.
I said that the geologist made the assumption of 15 tree falls per year. It was not the geologist. It was actually parks that assumed that. And anyway, I'm just going to play a song and we're going to come back and talk about the falls as they currently are right now. And, gather our thoughts and come up with something else for you all. So I'm going to play a sort of an appropriate song, Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
Oh, fantastic.
Does that go down well?
Yes, it does.
I think so. Here it is. And you're back with Radio Caroline, and I'm with Brett and Katarina Morrison talking about the closure or the potential reopening of Mariners Falls Walk. Now, I am very lucky also to have with me Crystal, aged 8. Is that right?
11.
Oh, I've got you the wrong way around. Crystal, aged 11, and Angelique, aged 8, who are the children of the beautiful girls. So say hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello, and what do you think about Mariners Falls Walk? Did you find it easy to walk?
Yeah, it was very easy and very good for beginners.
Yeah? And did you see anything exciting when you were on that walk?
There was eels.
Eels?
Yeah, there was little eels in the little river lake.
Yeah, excellent. And what about all the ferns and nettles and all nice plants and things like that?
Yeah, they were growing all over the place.
And was there still tree ferns there when you were there? Because they're very fairy-like. I always think a fairy is going to jump out of a tree fern. I don't know. What do you think?
I just think of them as trees, but smaller ones.
Okay, little trees. Little trees that still got to grow up to big ones.
Yeah.
And have you swum in the water there? Is it?
Yes.
You have? Yeah. Is it cold?
It's quite cold.
It's cold as well.
Cold? Really cold?
Cold.
But it's okay, though.
Yeah.
Because if you walk up there, you get a bit hot and sweaty and then you can have a dip and then you can come back again.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. And did you have a picnic on the picnic tables up there just before you set off?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, it's a good spot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, my mum and dad are 80 and 84 years old and they live in the UK and they came out and I took them up there and we had a picnic on the picnic tables and even they managed to walk there. Aged 80 and 84. Yeah, and enjoyed it thoroughly. Although my dad got a leech on his leg, I think. Did you see any leeches?
No.
But that's the exciting thing about walking in the Otway Forest, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You see all these things that you don't see in Melbourne and down in Apollo Bay here. All these leeches and ferns and eels and things like that. Oh, that's wonderful. All right, well, pop your mum and dad back on and we'll just finish our little chit-chat.
Thank you, Grace.
All right, that's good. So that just shows you how, with these two lovely girls here, how easy the walk is and how entertaining it is. What I would like to talk to you about is the, as I say, the actual environment is pristine, I think.
It is, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's pristine. And as I've mentioned with the girls there, there's picnic tables and things like that. And so there's all this rush life from Melbourne. And they can go up there and have quite a peaceful time. Now, at the moment, all they've got is to drive for probably an hour and a half to Beauchamp Falls, or maybe a little bit of a walk around Mates Rest where there is no waterfall, which is why the falls should be open again. That's what I feel. And I think with a little bit of signage, I think you mentioned signage, didn't you, Kat?
Yes.
Have you still got something there on your little crib sheet there about signage? I mean, if they put up the correct signage, surely it can be opened back up again. That's what I feel.
Yeah, look, I think there's some common sense that needs to be applied. And unfortunately, when we have international tourists, they may not be used to the Australian conditions.
Yeah, yes.
So some of the signage needs to explain that, hey, on high wind days, they can expect trees or branches to fall.
It's
probably fairly common for Australians to understand that, you know,
yeah,
branches from gum trees will fall, and sometimes the gum trees themselves will come down. But in high winds, when you go bushwalking...
Well, you don't, do you?
You don't normally. No, you sort of tend to avoid those days.
You do.
Yeah, especially because we can get some high winds down here. And I think it's important that people take some accountability for their actions and going out into an environment that's harsh. Like you said, you don't go surfing in 6 metre swells if you can't surf.
No. Well, if you're not competent or you don't feel good enough to do that.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a risk there.
Yeah.
I mean, I swim every morning as well, and I won't swim in an easterly. That's my thing now.
Yep.
I just won't do it.
Yeah.
It's just not pleasant, actually.
No.
I dare say I won't drown, but it's just not pleasant. And it's a bit like walking up there when there's a gale force wind blowing. It's just not pleasant at all. So.
Well, I think you've hit a really good point, Carolyn, that as we have a lot of visitors from Melbourne, because we are still close to Melbourne, and the pace of life is getting so much faster. And while, you know, we have Mates Rest, which is close, and it's a beautiful walk, there's no real spot to just sit and just be present in the moment. And water has a very calming and relaxing effect. And the beauty of walking out to Mariners, like you said, it's literally a 20-minute walk out there. There's places you can just sit and just enjoy the peacefulness and the quietness of having a waterfall. That is very refreshing and also recharges the batteries very quickly, much quicker than driving for an hour, say, Beauchamp Falls and then having to do a long walk down. And some of the walks to the other waterfalls can be very steep. So they're not easy walks to get to as well. So I think that's the beauty of Mariners. It's a nice flat walk. Anyone can do it. And it's just that opportunity to take time out from a busy schedule and enjoy the environment and enjoy our national parks, which is why they're there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, people are magnetised by waterfalls. Obviously, you know, the sounds, the surrounds, the majestic beauty that you see on that stunning walk. It also gives people a chance to be mindful and embrace nature and optimise their health. And I keep reiterating that's so important. Mariners Falls just employs all of those, you know.
Yeah, it does.
All of those,
Yeah. Well, one of the things also I'll touch on is Tim and I, my husband and I, we went for a bushwalk. We like bushwalking. And we went up onto Turton's track. And there's a track there called the Wild Dog Track. You're nodding here, aren't you?
Yeah.
And
bike riding.
And anyway, we set off on this track. This was quite a few years ago. And we did actually, I don't know, whether we were just really not paying attention, but we did get a little bit lost. And we came across the east branch of a river.
Yep.
And I said to Tim, I said, this is bound to come out at Mariners Falls. It's got to.
Yep.
And Tim's going, oh, no. We're in the wrong direction. I haven't brought a compass. Oh, no. Anyway, so we actually walked along the side of that river and we tipped out at Mariners Falls.
Oh, beautiful.
Just a bit further south.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yeah, so it's like the east branch, east. I've probably got it all wrong, but I think there's an east and a west branch and they meet up and then...
to do that.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Well, it was actually, it was a bit nerve-wracking at the time because it did take us quite a long time. But once we pitched out there, we just sort of went, oh, you know, and thought that was just one of the best. What was turning into one of the worst walks,
yep,
was one of the best walks. And I just think that we could do so much at Polar Bay with all the walks that we have, like that one. Yep. If that one was marked out a little more, and so therefore more people do it, it's still a bush walk. And it would incorporate Mariners Falls. We've got the Les Nusida High View Walk up round the back that still needs to be done. Mm-hmm. We should be a walking capital, I think, at Polar Bay, with all the bush. People just drive along the Great Ocean Road, right?
Yep.
And all they look at is the ocean.
Yeah.
They don't realise that we're actually sat in a load of forest here. Absolutely beautiful, pristine forest. And the ocean's great, but just get off that beaten track a little bit. And Mariners Falls is the perfect one for tourists that don't have enough time to go up there and experience what living here is all about. What I think, anyway, is not necessarily the ocean.
Yeah, and it's interesting because a lot of people see Apollo Bay as a coastal town.
Yeah.
And even if you look at our wedding photos, like I know the photo that you got made the paper was in a rainforest, but we've got other photos that are on the beach.
Yeah.
And people have gone through our album going, so where'd you get married? Did you get married at the beach or did you get married in the rainforest?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realise that, you know, Apollo Bay is on the beach and just behind the houses is rainforest.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful connection between the two. And you're right, there's a lot of people in life that have this destination focus. So I need to get from point A to point B.
Mm.
And so they come down, they drive down and they come to a destination of Apollo Bay. Then they want to hop on the Great Ocean Walk, which is from Apollo Bay to the 12 Apostles. But there's so many other smaller walks, which I think, like you said, if they were made up and marked and made available, a lot more people would come to Apollo Bay.
And stay longer, obviously.
That's right.
Yeah, and they'd do those walks of a weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Specifically for that, because there's a lot of people of varying walking skill levels. So we had friends come and visit recently, and their walking skill, you know, varied from experienced to probably not as experienced. Yeah. And some of those shorter walks would be ideal for them to come down, get out of that busy Melbourne schedule and just enjoy nature.
Yeah.
But also leaves opportunity for other people to do what we did, you know, as a married spot as well,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It could be in a stunning environment.
Yeah, it is a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
And that's what tourism's all about, embracing the opportunities for Apollo Bay.
Yeah. Well, I must, just to finish this little segment, because that Tim and I did say this off air, went walking up. I know the track is closed, but I can say this because it's only me going to get told off. All right. Tim and I did actually go for a walk up there 2 weeks ago. And I hadn't been for a little while. I know Tim goes sneaking off and walking it on his own for a bit of me time. And we went walking along and I said to Tim, I said, it'd be really interesting to count how many trees are across the path and how inaccessible it is. And as I said, looking at your photos and some photos that Julie Witham gave us from the late 80s, there was the same number of trees. I reckon there was an extra 5, maybe 6. In fact, I'd throw caution to the wind and give them 10 extra trees to what there's always been across the path and across the river and across the falls there. Mm. And that track hasn't been maintained since 2011, I believe. So in theory, there should be 15 times 8, which is probably approximately 100 trees in that on that walk, on that 20-30 minute walk. And I reckon there's something like 20. And that includes the ones from when you guys were getting married and from when Julie Witham stood there with her kids in the late 80s. So it's all a bit silly, really, isn't it?
It is.
It's more exciting, though, with the obstacles, doesn't it? It feels like the Amazon.
It does, yeah.
And walkers like that challenge as well. They really do.
But to be honest with you, Kat, if it got reopened, parks would have to spend a little bit of time up there.
They would.
Chainsawing some of those logs, because like we've said, it is a flat walk. You need my mum and dad to be able to do it. We want the girls over there to do it. So you don't want to be sort of trying to stretch your hamstrings right over some great big honking gum tree or something. So there is a little bit of work for them to do, but to say they've not been up there for 7-8 years doing anything whatsoever, it would only be a day's work with a couple of men and a chainsaw, really.
Fantastic. Mm. It's an opportunity for Polar Bay.
It is a huge opportunity, and I'd like to just publicly thank the council, the Colac Otwayshire Council, for supporting the campaign by the local residents here to reopen Mariners Falls walking trail, and also specifically to Councillor Schramm for putting his hand up to spearhead the campaign. And also to, obviously, to Katerina and Brett Morrison for coming in and sharing their personal opinion of the falls and their personal life about the falls. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us in.
And stay tuned in to Apollo Bay Radio, because we'll keep doing little segments like this. And for the listeners, I will be podcasting this little bit in the next couple of days. Once I've got my act together, I will be podcasting it. And if you've missed this particular segment and you've only just joined us, you'll be able to hear it again at around about 7:30 on Thursday morning and around about 4:30 on Friday afternoon. Otherwise, you're up for the podcast. Katerina, Brett,
thank you
for coming in. Here's some Elvis.